My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I need to feel good about this.
I mean, he hits a 54-yarder and then he misses everything else. So it's okay, very strange. 4-for-7 in the preseason.
Can we be honest about practice? He's kicked some in practice. Some have not gone. We've dismissed it because, well, it didn't count.
I'm supposed to be the franchise player. We're in here talking about practice.
We dismissed it because, well, it didn't count. Or, you know what, this is a drill for the offense. Right. I'm just telling you guys. You want to keep it real? I'm telling you.
And so we're talking about practice,
when
man.
He missed him on Saturday, I was like, oh, hell no. Here we go. Now we're going to be talking about Young Wei Koo missing field goal.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to, you know, and by the way, if he makes them, you know, not that it matters because the game is meaningless, but you would win the game if he makes these field goals.
Yes.
He's been so good. Now, Justin Tucker's the gold standard. He's like 90.2%. Young Wei on his career is 88.5. So he's good.
He's good.
We know he's good. You've seen him, guys. You know, Carl and I used to joke around. I mean, for half of his career here in Atlanta since 2019. Okay, we're inside the 50. Kick it.
Yep.
You know, because our offense always bogs down. We don't even get to the red zone under Dan Quinn. So, and unfortunately under Arthur Smith as well. But yeah, and this guy's percentage on 50 and 50 plus yard kicks, he's 23-31 in his career, which is darn good.
It is.
But yeah, that's. Let's just hope that he squashes this. Now, team, now you're going to bring in a kicker to challenge him this week? Some teams do that in a situation like this. Hope that's not needed. But that's weird.
Well, it is weird. And that's the thing. And I saw, you know, some reports this weekend where people were like, I'm not worried about Young Wei Koo. I am.
Yes.
This is preseason.
Yes, I'm worried too.
You make these field goals. And you put us at ease. So, you know, say what you want. It wasn't about the wins and losses, but the fact that he missed not one,
not two,
but three.
Yeah. And you would have won the game, but again, 14-13. Some guys, I had a guy on Twitter, why didn't we go for the onside? Because no one gives a crap. You know, the new rules, I mean, who cares? You gotta go tell the other team, hey, by the way, we're going to onside kick. You know, one out of 15 chances
preseason,
works.
Man. It ain't that serious. No,
it's just Ross, like, let's just get on the plane and get the hell out of here.
Exactly right. All right, 404-726.
Why are we trying to win this game tactically? Because, again, because it doesn't count?
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. 404-726-0929. I'm watching the Chiefs. Guys, the Chiefs have won back-to-back Super Bowls. There's like six people in the stands, okay? Right. I mean, I'm just telling you, this is what it is. Now, that's an over-exaggeration, but the fact is, it wasn't packed. This wasn't Chiefs Nation. I mean, it was, you know, all right, decent crowd. But the fact is, that's the Chiefs, and they won Super Bowls here these last couple of years. All right, Mike, with that, I want you to hear a couple of things we've been talking about. Justin Simmons was asked today about the famous recruiting dinner, which I mentioned to you guys Friday, I think it was, last week, where they met and the players met, and now everybody's pretty much aware of it. But he was asked about it. This is what he said.
Chops is what sold it, honestly. no, I'm joking. So Grady, AJ, and Jesse were the players there. Obviously, Coach Ra and Coach Ra was there. Terry was there, and so man, it was just a great dinner. You know, I'm familiar with Coach Ra and the defense that he runs, and so you know, a lot of it was kind of talking X's and O's, just philosophy, vision. Big things like that, and then really just getting a feel for the culture and the guys there. Obviously, you know, Jesse being acquired, you know, from Cincy, and then Grady playing his career here. AJ obviously being a cornerstone in the organization, and so just getting a feel from those guys, like from the transition from their old head coach to Coach Ra. What's the feel? How's the culture? What do you guys like? What do you guys dislike? You know, those types of questions. And, man, it was a great dinner. And I know everyone saw that clip of Grady on Good Morning Football talking mm-hmm. about, you know, the car and this is how they treat you in Atlanta. That did happen. So I will admit that did happen. But I'm super excited to be here. This is what we were waiting for, an opportunity like this. And I can't wait to for this thing to get rolling.
How can you not like that?
Right. I mean, it's the kind of thing that we love to hear. The other guys are vibing. Hey, man. And Coach Ra, his rep, as we said, he's a guy, when he got his second chance to be head coach, everybody around the league was so excited. Didn't work out, guys. As we said, we've gone round and round on this. It wasn't his team. It wasn't the way he built this team when he took over for Dan Quinn. He's building this team in the model of what he's been around, what he's had success with the Rams. So, I mean, I'm stoked. And I would love to be a fly on the wall for that conversation, too, wouldn't you?
No doubt. Here's the thing, too. Somebody right now is like, I was at Chops that day and I didn't see him. Private room, okay? I understand.
When I was at Chops, I didn't see the NFL players.
Private room, all right? Here's the other thing. When they came out, nobody went, damn, those are some big dudes, and nobody's taking pictures. Like, if we were in any other town,
right.
All right, I'm just telling you guys, that Boston, right. New York, Chicago, somebody would be like, yo, man, I just saw six big dudes walk out of the back of Chops. And I think something's going on with the Falcons. Nobody knew about this. And then I got word Friday, and I mentioned this dinner thing, and now everybody's like, yo, how did I not know? I don't know what we're doing, Atlanta. Like, this kind of stuff cannot go unseen. I don't get it.
Yeah. I told you the story. We're up at Indy for the Indy 500, and we were at St. Elmo's, the famous steakhouse, and there was these two big dudes. Two guys looked like Rosie Greer, right, sitting in the back of the room. And I said to my buddy Tom, I go, I'm going to guess they play for the Colts.
Yes.
Because there's a bunch of folks that were coming over, taking pictures, getting autographs. You know, I think one guy must have ran home and got a jersey and came back to St. Elmo's to get it signed. So it was two defensive linemen for the Colts. But you're right. In Atlanta, I don't think they were in the middle of the room. I think they were probably in the private room, doing their thing. Right.
And here's the other part, too. I think we've become a little spoiled. I'm just talking about our city. Because so many TV shows and films and all this stuff has been here. You run into people all the time. You're right. Minding your own business. You're in a coffee shop. All of a sudden, you see a famous actor. You're like, ah. Right. It's not a big deal. It is Black Hollywood for real. And, Mike, right. I think part of that is, when people go out, they're just doing what they do because we have so many stars that live here or come here all the time.
Right. And you see it. It's funny. You know, it was Chris Pratt was playing golf at my golf course, Carl. There was some guy, he's like literally 65, and Chris Pratt's like, hey, you mind if I play with you? Sure. Then later on, he goes, so what do you do? I'm an actor. I'm here making a movie. You know,
I'm crazy.
I'm part of the Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah. A pretty big deal.
But it just, and the old guy tells his wife, and she says, you idiot.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.